building walls, building communities. It's our talk on KCRW. President Donald Trump's proposed border wall isn't just the subject of political discourse on cable news and in federal courtrooms. It is the subject of art as well. A new show by Mexico City-based artist Pablo Rasgado hosts sculptures and paintings that explore how walls affect communities, both the negatives and the positives. His exhibit is called This Too Shall Pass. It's over at the Steve Turner Gallery in Hollywood. And here with her review this week is KCRW's art critic, Hunter Drojo-Yuska-Philip. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
This is part of that Getty-led initiative that we've been talking about a lot lately called Pacific Standard Time, LALA, Latin American Art in Los Angeles, which is showcasing those artists. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we've been talking a lot about museum shows, but there are also tons of commercial galleries, regular little art galleries around town with these kinds of shows. And this one in particular, Steve Turner, happens to show Latin American artists all the time. This artist has recycled museum walls used in previous exhibitions in Mexico City and in Antwerp, and he's put them together again as sort of a mosaic or a picture puzzle of drywall. It looks very crumbly. It looks as though it's made from old museum walls, but it carries with it the metaphorical power of having been a place to show art before. The walls create a kind of a maze within the gallery, and then what he's done in addition is not just think of this as his own work of art, but opening up the walls to, in this case, many artists from Los Angeles. He's hung their art within his own exhibition.
So these walls are sort of taking you from one place to another, right? If it's sort of a labyrinth, they are putting you on this path to see all this other art as well.
And what you're seeing is art of artists who live here, really curated by an artist who lives in Mexico City. And one of the highlights is a piece by Tim Hawkinson, which is a real medicine chest that he has put little objects you'd find in a medicine chest, like a pill bottle or a nail clipper, but he's wired them very subtly so they actually operate as clocks with a little second hand ticking away, but you can sometimes can't even see what the second hand is. But the implication is that time is consistent, time is infinite, history is passing, and that is the overall theme of the show, hence the title, This Too Shall Pass, which is also another piece by this fellow Rasgado where he's altered a copper penny, a U.S. penny, with those words, knowing that hopefully this period we're in with all this tumult and difficulty, this too shall pass.
This too shall pass. So I guess it does interplay then with current events going on around the world and particularly here in the United States.
Yes, and it's not the only show of these Latin American artists in Los Angeles. There's another one at the Cone Gallery with a very perky title that's hard to pronounce on the radio. We're just going to call it...
Well, we can pronounce it. We're just not going to.
Yes, we're not going to say the word, but we're going to anglicize it as sophisticated brats. But in fact, it's a little bit more potent than that. And one of the pieces in this show is by an artist named Jorge Mendez Blake. It's a painting. It looks like such a lovely, serene, poetic painting of white on raw canvas with these letters stenciled out. And they spell out this profanity in a very minimal and beautiful way. And an interesting thing about this show is all the artists are from Guadalajara area or associated with Guadalajara, which has a rich cultural history of being involved in artisanal activity, craft making, tapestries, ceramics. And many of the artists were chosen for that reference. But the other interesting part for me is that some of the artists also have other shows in L.A. Blake is one of them. There's another artist there named Eduardo Sarabia who has a beautiful ceramic piece in this show but is also having a survey downtown. So if you look, it's a time when there are not only connections between cultures but connections between individual exhibitions. It's like a little treasure hunt.
All right. Well, Pablo Rasgado's work is on display at the Steve Turner Gallery in Hollywood through October 28th. The other show, whose name we will not say, but it is a Spanish not-so-nice term, is over at the Cone Gallery in Hollywood as well. Hunter Drojo-Yuska-Philip with this week's Art Talk. Hunter Q.
Thank you, Steve.